after a sold-out smash hit in Johannesburg, Celeste and the Big Dudes comedy special is heading, thank you for bringing it to Durban, it's heading to Durban for the very first time. Nobody comes here, but she is. She's in the building. It's taking place at the Plate Soho Globe on Thursday, the 4th of December. You can buy your tickets at Ticket Pro, which I suggest you do.
And now...
The champ is here! The champ is here!
Gentlemen, tighten your weaves and secure your emotions. Entering the ring to deliver a punch line from Empangeni, KwaZulu-Natal, the undefeated, undisputed queen of Zulu comedy. She knocked out crowds in one round, broke chairs with laughter, and once made a guy confess things that even his pastor didn't know. Give it up for the heavyweight of humor, the conqueror of cringe, the one, the only, Celeste Hypo!
Yeah!
Yes.
Wow, you should invoice for that intro. That was too much. I'm going to use that. The champ is here. I like that. I was like, wow, okay.
Celeste, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for welcoming me. I've been asking him
for 2.5 years.
Really?
Claims to be your friend, to bring you on the show, because you are my ultimate favorite South African comedian. I've watched everything online of you that exists.
Thank
you. If
you're
on a podcast, I think you... amazing.
You know why I know she's my person?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God you did the lashes. I was like, God, yeah. That's where we are. No, I always tell people, radios are no longer radios.
Yeah.
It's like a TV something.
Exactly.
Yeah, we used to rock up here at 6 o'clock with pajamas.
That was the life.
No, I wish we could. So, Celeste, no matter who we have in the studio, we always subject them to a round of quick fire questions.
Okay.
So you just answer with the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Quick fire questions, starting with, who is your favorite South African comedian?
Skumba and Trevor.
Okay. What's on your Christmas menu?
Ooh, definitely the turkey. I love turkey.
Okay.
Like, I know it's typical, but damn, I love turkey. I wish I could eat turkey every day.
Turkey sandwiches, more than chicken.
It tastes nice. Mm. That's why it's expensive.
What job would you be terrible at?
Ooh, I was terrible. I was a store manager. I was horrible.
I've heard the story.
I was horrible. I will laugh with people. They will do the things. I will sneak. Imagine the security guy was sleeping and I was taking videos of him laughing. Everything was a joke. I was like, I'm a mess.
Celeste, what's the smallest thing that can ruin your whole day?
Inconvenienced. I don't like being inconvenienced. Mm-hmm. You can do anything, you can be late, you can change whatever, but if you inconvenience, it throws me off, because I work with time a lot.
I wake up on time.
I'm one of those people, I must be there at 1, so that means I'll wake up at 7. Mm-hmm. That means I'll...
You see those things?
I don't know what you call it. A boardroom meeting when it could have been an email. That's it.
I think you're talking to someone now.
Celeste, I have another one for you here. What's one Zulu saying or phrase you swear by?
What is it? Okay, let me think about it. Ulbambelinga shoni, I swear about it. Because when someone says that to you, you know you're in trouble.
Hey, but that's a threat.
It's a threat, but it's a saying. Because when someone says that, I think I swear about that one. Because whenever someone says that, I take them serious.
That's why I love Celeste. It's a threat. I love it. So what did you learn from surviving your car crash?
That having double D breast is very much important. Because that's what saved me. It was an epic to epic. Bah! And it was... No, but...
No, that means I'll die.
So for all the girlies with the A's and the B's, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for you. So okay. The other thing I learned, though, was that honestly... Just love your life for what it is.
Because
when that accident happened, the lady I was in the accident with had husband and a baby in the car, blah, blah, blah. So I didn't even get the chance to say anything to her. The way I felt so bad, not that I was in the wrong, but the fact that there was a 2-year-old in the car that was coming from, and then she was calling her husband and the family. And I said, wow, man. Celeste, that's why you need a husband. You call them at this time. And she was calling the families. I was calling the truck drivers.
Celeste, At a comedy show, what is the worst seat in the house at one of your shows?
The worst seat in the house at one of my shows is to be in the middle and not have a proper view.
Mm-hmm.
Because things happen, you know. But there's always screens. But in front, you are in trouble because I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
We'll find you.
When you host, Darren, you just host. But then you go for people sometimes.
I do. But in the front.
But see, I guess that's the whole thing. But they make fun. They make the show fun. I think if you don't have a view, that's a worst.
Exactly. They're in front. Yeah. They get extra. They're VIP. Give them all.
You get the view and being personal. Yeah.
Celeste, what sound you absolutely cannot tolerate? There you go.
The sound.
Yeah, a sound you absolutely cannot tolerate.
Rave,
yeah, now I'm
like, I don't know what's going on. And I think it's a doing disservice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Darren, don't you ever listen to
it. I'll never do it.
It will mess up with your dance steps.
No, I'm done with that.
And I think that's why we always say white people can't dance. No, it's the wrong music.
Yes!
Because the red makes you dance for everything.
Yeah.
Wow.
At one call.
What's the one thing fans always ask you and you're tired of answering the question?
Are you sure you don't want to have husbands and kids? And I'm like, who said I don't want? It's all about alignment.
Exactly. I love it. Well, Celeste and the Big Dudes comedy special is heading to Durban for the very first time. We've been waiting. It's taking place at the Playtogo Globe on Thursday, the 4th of December. Go get your tickets now at Ticket Pro. Don't wait.
East Coast Breakfast with Darren, Sky and Carmen.
Celeste, when you introduce yourself to people,
you
know, and they say, hey, what do you do? What do you say? Do you say, I'm a comedian, I'm an entertainer, I'm an actress? Because you're accomplished across many fields.
I know, right? I say I'm a comedian. But then I'm a comedian actress. It depends. But then comedy starts first. Like, I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I say. Even like when I'm traveling and they ask you in immigration, why are you here?
Yeah.
What do you do? I'm a comedian.
Yeah, I'm here.
And then, of course, if I'm in America, I must say I'm seriously coming back. I'm a comedian and actress. I'm successful. I've got bills. I'm still going back.
And you make sure that they stamp your passport, not like Matlalas who just come in and out the country and they don't get their passport stamped.
Wow, so. Sky.
What?
I know. That's what we found out yesterday. That his passport. Celeste, these big dudes you talk about.
Yes.
Who are they?
It's big dudes for real. Next time I'll have Darren Mill on my show. And this is me, hint, hint, Darren, whenever you get that call.
All right.
The whole show is just, I wanted to do a show where there's like mostly headliners, people who've done their shows, people who've done comedy for a longest time. It's not about being popular, maybe being known in the sense that you're in TV or radio. It's just that funny people. Like I've got Mashabela Makhalane coming on the show, and it's the first time him himself coming to Durban, but he's the most popular, most successful comedian in Limpopo and Joburg.
It's funny.
And also he's hilarious.
Yeah, very funny.
Hilarious. So I've got him, I've got Skumba, I've got Trevor Kumbi.
One of the favorites, seriously.
You know?
He's top.
Trevor Kumbi.
And Kumbi.
Yeah. I've got Kumbi, I've got Chris Mapani. And then Titi and Mashabela and Tabiso, who are on PNC. What is this? Cheese and popcorn, whatever, with pops.
Popcorn and chill.
Popcorn and chill and cheese podcast. And and Pele Pele, another comedian who's also a radio presenter at Josie FM. So this is a lineup. And of course, I've got a DJ and headliner DJ is DJ Fresh. All the way from Ibiza.
Right?
I will say that as if I've flown him off. From Spain
to the Playtogo Globe.
And I like how you guys Playtogo Globe. Black people, it's Sun Coast.
Yeah.
Because they're confused now. Playtogo Globe. It's Sun Coast Casting.
Yeah.
Please.
Guys, it's at Sun
There's
Coast.
A bunny out there. There's like Sun Coast.
It's the big white tent next to Sun Coast.
Jella just made it a tent. It's a marquee.
The marquee.
Wow, a tent. I have a question that's a bit serious. Why do you think South Africans have so few female comedians? Why is it so hard as a woman to make it in this industry?
I think across every other country, women, this is the... And I don't think it's got nothing to do with... I used to think, you know, male, what? Not everything is about patriarchy. We just don't choose it.
Okay.
Because I feel most women, even they ask me, so how are you dating? Because, of course... What are the first things that men say when I don't like a woman who talks too much? I talk for a living. Right there, you've minorized me. I don't like a woman who's masculine. I've got a deep voice like my father. Like, So I think it's not as sexy as a thing to do for women. They could be in any other entertainment space, but this one is like confrontational, if you will, because I think the psychological understanding of the society, what is it to be feminine?
Yeah.
Comedy just dismisses all of those. So I think whenever people look at me, they think, maybe not so much feminine. There are women who are there and they're married, they've got kids, to Muragen, Nontohara. I'm not saying they're not there. But if you're single, and if I look, most women who are in entertainment, in comedy space, even overseas, even in America, if they have a partner, they've had that partner before. It's not a juring. You see, they could be divorced, and the woman like, oh, you're so funny. Oh. Sense of humor becomes a current.
Yeah.
For us, sense of humor is something that you have to explain to say, oh, I'm still feminine. And I feel most women, as much as they could be funny, they don't want to come out with that.
It's so
it's
sad.
Like, it distributes everything. Because women love romance and love.
Yeah.
And I do, but I love comedy even more.
And you're great at it. So.
And I'm great. You see, that's another thing. I couldn't run a school. I couldn't do sports. So when I found comedy, that was the best thing and the only thing I know how to do. Honestly. And that's how much I love it.
Celeste Ntulian, the Big Dudes comedy specialist, heading to Durban for the very first time after a smash hit sold out show in Johannesburg. It's taking place at There by Suncoast. The plates are
going
on Thursday, the 4th of December. Go and get your tickets at Ticket Pro. Celeste, thank you.
Thank you so much. See you guys next week, Thursday.
See you then.
Okay.
East Coast Breakfast with Darren, Skye, and Carmen.